بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تعالى: وإياي فارهبون. وقال تعالى: إن بطش ربك لشديد. وقال تعالى: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. إن في ذلك لآية لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس وذلك يوم مشهود وما نؤخره إلا لأجل معدود. صدق الله العظيم. This chapter is about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Telling us the importance of carrying the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, in our minds. And next chapter is about having the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having the hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will not punish us and He will have His rahmah, His mercy on us. Remember, this is the rule that every person in this life is afraid of someone or something. There is always fear in people's hearts and people's mind. No human being in this world keeps on walking and doing whatever he wants, and he can say, "I'm not afraid of anything in my life." There are always things in our life that we are afraid of. Someone is wearing very nice clothes. The least, he has a fear in his mind of the dirt, that he does not want something dirty to get on his clothes. If you're going for Eid, you have some very nice clothes on you, and you see at the end of the street, because of the rain of the last night, there is a lot of mud and some children are playing with the football over there. Now you will have to stand there and think, should I use this street? Should I continue here? Or should I take the other side of the street and go to the masjid? Because these kids are playing over there, and there is a lot of mud over there. At least my shoes will get dirty. And if one of these kids will do something and the mud will fly on my clothes, all of my clothes will get dirty. So it's better for me to go on the side of the street. Someone has washed his car, and very proudly he's going fast on his car, and he sees some mud over there in front of him. He's going to slow down, make sure that he goes very slowly from there and chooses the place where there isn't too much mud, and then he will drive further. At every step in our life, there is a fear of something. You are playing a game. continuously there is a fear that the other team might go ahead and score. And that makes you keep on running back and forth. So in this life, this is the rule, that every human being carries fear in his heart, in his mind. And no one is free of fear. In other words, we can say, fear is something attached with the human being. We can live in this world, there might be people in this life who do not have hands, they do not have legs, they do not have eyes, they cannot speak, but you won't find people in this life without any fear at all. A king who's sitting on the seat of his kingdom, and he has everything that he wants in his life, still he has a fear of losing whatever he has or losing his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his rahmah, out of his mercy, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen, as the mercy for the whole universe, is teaching us a very beautiful way of satisfying our minds. With all of this fear, the person can never have the peace of mind. You can imagine, nice clothes brings fear, nice car brings fear, having a home will bring the fear. Every step, everything in this life is bringing some new fear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is teaching us a beautiful way of having a peaceful life in this world. What do you think that is? What is that peaceful life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us? That if we live that way, then we won't be afraid of everything that's around us in the world. That thing is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the person will develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mind, then he won't be afraid of everything else in his life. Because there always has to be fear. Either we fear everything around us, or we just fear one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we won't be afraid of anything else in this life. And this is exactly what the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would do for us. People nowadays try to prove that their religion is a religion of love. There is no fear whatsoever. Especially in Christianity. And many of our Muslims get impressed by those people when they keep on telling us, our religion is the religion of love. God is loving. And you just love. There is no fear at all. Just believe that Jesus died for you and you will go to paradise. That's all you have to do. That just believe that Jesus died for you. That Jesus' blood was for you. And God killed His Son for you. We are not willing to kill our sons for God, and God killed His Son for us. So they are trying to prove that their religion is all love. And this is why the only thing you hear in the churches, and this is the bottom line, no matter where that priest is going to start from, at the end he will come back to, or come down to, Jesus love you. And you must love Jesus. So they are trying to prove in this way that their religion is only love. The religion that's only love will never give people peace of mind. Because now these people, they love God. But it's a nature of human being to carry the fear of things in this life. So they are afraid of everything. There is nothing to protect their fear now. But our deen is teaching us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is loving more than anything else and more than what the other religions believe. And at the same time, He is all powerful and He can punish the human beings and He will punish the sinners also, so that we can carry the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our minds, so we won't be afraid of everything else around us in the world. Take very simple example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when all the kuffar, all the enemies of Islam are surrounding him from everywhere, they are making every plan to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is living in this town with peace of mind, so peacefully. What gives him that peace of mind? That he is not afraid if they will attack him. He is not afraid if they would kill him. He is not afraid of them jumping into his home and killing him. Why? Because he is afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who carries the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't be afraid of anything else in this life. And this is what made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'een, in spite of being so small in number, yet confronting the large armies, and armies that are full of weapons. And these people have no weapons, carrying the sticks, and those people are coming with swords. 313 against 1,000 in the Battle of Badr. Can you imagine? 313 against 1,000. That simply means that if every three kuffar will come with their swords against one Muslim, and this Muslim does not even have a sword, what can he do? Is there any way he can protect his life now? 313 against 1,000? What gave them that strength, that power, that trust that they can go? Because they know they should not be fearing these people. They are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who have the fear of Allah, they have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they are not afraid of anything else in this life. And one of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, Safina radiyallahu anhu. He was a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, during one of the battles, he got lost in the jungle. On his way, as he's traveling in the jungle and he's lost, he doesn't know where to go, how to get back to the army. And he sees a lion on his way. A person like us will see a lion. What is it that we'll try to do? I'm sure we'll die before the lion will do anything to us. The Safina radiallahu anhu, when he saw the lion running towards him, of course, he's a lion. There is no Muslim or kafir lion. So the lion is running towards him. And Safina radiallahu anhu says to the lion, while the lion is coming, he stands at his place, he does not run, he's standing over there, and he says to the lion, I'm the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't touch me. The lion comes, stands beside him, and sits down. Safina radiallahu anhu got the message. He knew what the lion is saying. The lion is telling him, you need a ride. You don't have to walk. Sit on my back. He sat on the lion's back. And now the lion started walking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the direction. The lion took the safina radiallahu anhu to where the army was. He took him very close to the army and then he sat down, telling him, now you get off and go back to the army. I'm going back to my place. When the people have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not be afraid of anything else in this life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is requiring from us that we must carry the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts also. This is also required, that we carry the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not have to be impressed by those non-Muslims, especially the Christians, who are trying to tell us that their religion is only love, and is only love, and they must love Jesus, and if you love Jesus, you go to paradise. We should not be impressed by all of this, because a religion that will not teach us the fear, will teach us only love, is not teaching us half of our life, is neglecting half of our life. Because majority part of our life, more than half, more than love, we carry the fear in our hearts, in our mind, and everything, there is fear of something. You're traveling, going too fast, you're afraid. You have a fear. The police might come and catch you. You might get a ticket. You are running too fast. There is a fear. You might fall down. Always there is some fear. Whenever we do something, there is something behind it, something in our mind telling us, be very careful. So Islam is teaching us both parts of our life. Teaches us the love, and at the same time teaches us the fear. And then Islam tells us how to fear, what to fear, so that we won't keep the fear of everything in this life, and then our life will become just a machine that's trying to protect, or just like a dog who feels that every person that's bowing down is trying to pick up a stone to hit him. When the dog sees someone trying to pick up something, or you see a dog standing, or a bird, you see a bird standing somewhere, you try to bow down, as you're picking up something, the bird will fly away. Although you might be picking up a piece of bread to feed the bird, but the bird thought that you're picking a stone to hit him. So instead of having that type of life, that looking at everything around us and having the fear that this might hurt me, this will do this, this will do that, I will lose this, I will lose that. If we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will have the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we won't have the fear of everything around us in this life. We will just have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why it's very important that we learn this fear. And we carry the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts and in our mind. But at the same time, we must remember another point also, which is, Islam does not teach us only fear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith, Al-Imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between fear and hope. Iman is between fear and hope. What does that mean? That simply means we must carry the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time, we must have a lot of hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So it's not only that, oh, he will punish me for sure. No. We must have the hope also that inshallah he will forgive me. Sometimes people have difficulty understanding that how can you have both at the same time? You have fear and you have hope. Either you're afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you have the love of Allah and you're not afraid of Him. How can you have both? But this is not understanding the reality of our life. Otherwise, at every step in our life, in many times in our life, we carry both the feelings, fear and hope. Especially at the time when you are about to go to the exam room and you are about to write your exam. What's the feeling at that time? You are afraid. There is a lot of fear. The heart is beating hard. The hands might be shaking in the beginning when holding the pen. But why are you sitting in that exam room if you are so afraid? Because you have a great hope. You worked hard, so you have a hope that you'll do good. So you have both the feelings. There is fear, but at the same time, no, inshallah, I'll do it. You have a driving test. You're afraid. You might fail the test. But why are you going? Who's forcing you to go? You have a hope that inshallah I'll make it. I know how to drive. So inshallah I'll make it. But I'm afraid I might make a mistake. Many people who try to get the immigration, they apply for the immigration and now they are waiting for a reply. They receive the letter. Every day there is a fear. When I'm going to receive it? I don't know what it will be. And they receive the letter. And the letter is in their hand. Now they don't know what exactly is in the letter. And the heart is beating very hard. You don't know what will come out. And you open the letter. There is both. There is a lot of fear. And at the same time, a lot of hope that I think I will make it. I think I made it. Someone had a job interview. He went to apply for a job. And in that interview, he was asked many questions. Now, after the interview, they told him, come back after 2 days. There is a fear that I said certain things that they may not like it. But there is hope that there are certain things of my degrees and my qualifications that I'm sure they will love it. Both things are there, hope and fear. So, every time in our life when we are to do something, there are both the situations there. For you people, play a game, there is a fear, you might lose. And at the same time, there is a big hope that, oh, I'll do it. So every time, whatever we do in our life, we always have these feelings and mixing of the two feelings, hope and fear. Islam is teaching us the same thing, that iman is hope and fear. Because our whole life is a test, is an exam. And as we are writing this exam throughout our life, so we are afraid that I have done something wrong in my life. There are certain wrong things in my life. I'm afraid that I might get punished for it. At the same time, I have a great hope that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will forgive me and He will take me to Jannah. So both the feelings have to be there, and we must have both feelings. And this is what will make our iman complete and perfect. Having just one of the two feelings is very harmful. What makes these non-Muslims, those people who are teaching their followers that our religion is only love, so that simply means it's only hope. There is no fear. You believe and you go to paradise. What does that do? That will tell the people, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to perform any worship. Keep on killing people. Keep on stealing. Keep on doing murders. Whatever you have to do. Robbery. Whatever. You believe in Jesus. Jesus died for you. So you go to paradise. This is what only hope would do. It will destroy the religion. Only hope will destroy the whole religion. Then you don't need anything else in the religion. Why to perform salah? It's only hope. You're not afraid. He's not going to punish you. So it's only hope. Why to keep fast? Why to do everything, any good deed? And why to refrain from sins? Do everything that's forbidden. Don't do anything that you are asked to do, you are required to do. It's only hope. You will go to paradise. That's all. And if it is the opposite of it, that only fear, that also destroys. That also destroys the whole religion. How? Because a person who's afraid and he has only fear, it comes the time for salah. He says to himself, I want to do the salah. But Allah, I don't have any hope that I'm going to Jannah. I'm going to hell no matter what. So why should I do the salah? It's only fear. He has only fear of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only disbelievers can lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about kuffar, يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً. About hypocrites. That they are afraid of people as much as they are supposed to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or even more, they are afraid of people even more than they are supposed to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The believers, they love Allah the most in this life. So we have fear, we have love, we have hope. Both the feelings are necessary and they must be there. Nowadays, people, because of not having the right understanding of this hope and fear, and the feeling that we have to have both of them at the same time, they make a lot of mistakes. You see people committing sins, and they will say, you know, Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Allah is forgiving. This is hope. Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت. The wise is a person who controls his desires and prepares for the life after death. والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. And the loser is the one who keeps on following his desires and having big hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When does the hope come? If you have never drove a car in your life, you never drove a car in your life, and your father tells you, you know, I have got an appointment for you for driving test. You have it tomorrow. Are you going to have any hope? You have never sat on the driving seat, never touched the steering, you don't know how to drive at all. Do you have any hope? No. We prepare ourselves before we go for the test. And then we carry both the feelings. After getting ready, after preparing for it, now we have a hope that I might do it, and we have a fear that I might fail. So not doing any good deed. Keep on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then having all the hope that, you know, I will go to Jannah. Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. This is against our iman, and this is not what our deen is teaching us. No screws and no nuts on the tire. There is no light in the car. The car doesn't have the headlights, doesn't have the flashers. And now the person sits in the car and he says, you know, I hope I'll get to the New York City with this car. Your car doesn't have any nuts. The tires don't have any nuts. They might come out any time. As soon as you start driving, the car will be down on the ground. He says, you know, I have a hope. There is no headlight. Oh, forget it. I don't need the headlight. He's traveling at a night time. He doesn't need the headlight. Hope is after you fix everything in your car. And now you stay at your journey, hoping that inshallah I will get there. Still, you can't guarantee yourself. God forbid you have a flat tire, you have an accident, something happens on your way. So after doing everything that we are supposed to do, then we hope that we'll do it right. So same thing has to be done with our deen. That after doing everything that we are supposed to do and we can do, then we keep our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have shortcomings. Still I might have a flat tire while I'm going in my iman. I might have a flat tire and commit some sins on my way. But I hope inshallah I will make it and I will get to Jannah. So doing our best, doing whatever we can to refrain from sins and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we keep our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, there will be a fear that I may not make it because I have a lot of other things also that will prevent me from making it to Jannah. But I hope that inshallah I will make it. So once we have that mixed feeling of hope and fear, that will keep the person on his iman. And every time the person is about to commit a sin, he will have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, I'm afraid of Allah. I don't want to commit the sin. Every time he's about to perform the salah, he has a great hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in spite of my shortcomings, inshallah, he will accept my salah. So this hope is making us do all the good deeds. This fear making us refrain from all the sins. This is what the mixing of both feelings will do for us. Will keep the complete iman in our life. If we are missing one of the two feelings, then we are going only one direction. The person is not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeps on committing the sins, keeps on disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These sins finally will lead the person to destruction and towards the hellfire. So both the feelings are important. This is why Umar radiallahu anhu says that if on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce that every person is going to Jannah except for one. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce on the day of judgment that every person will go to Jannah except for one. Umar radiallahu anhu says, I will be afraid that I might be the person who will not go to Jannah and go to hellfire. And I will have the fear that everyone else might go to Jannah except for me. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce on the day of judgment that all the people are going to hellfire except for one, I will have a great hope that I might be that one who will go to Jannah and everyone else might go to hellfire. Such a great hope, such a great fear. The more we have of this hope and fear, the stronger our iman will get. So this is a requirement of our faith, requirement of our iman, that we develop both the feelings in our hearts and we develop both of these feelings in our mind and carry both of them at all the times, not just one of these two. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit a young person, one of the young Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, who was very sick and about to die. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, كَيْفَ تَجِدُكَ? What are your feelings at this time? What are your feelings at this time? You're about to die. What's going through your mind now? What is it that you are thinking about?
He said, Ya Rasulullah, أَخَافُ ذُنُوبِي وَأَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي.
I'm afraid of my sins. I have committed many sins. I'm afraid Allah will punish me for them.
But at the same time, وَأَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي.
I hope I will get the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go to Jannah. Both the feelings are there.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to that sahabi, لا يجتمعان في قلب مؤمن في مثل هذا الموطن إلا أعطاه الله ما يرجو وآمنه مما يخاف.
That when these feelings, both of them, they come to the person's heart and his mind at this time, before his death, at the time of his death, when the person carries both of these feelings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him against what he's afraid of, and Allah will give him what he hoped to have. So will fulfill his hope and will protect him against what he's afraid of. So this is when we develop this and we die with this status that I might get punished. I'm afraid I have many sins. I'm a disobedient servant of Allah. But at the same time, I have a great hope that Allah is Rahul Rahim. I'm going to my Lord, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, He will forgive me. So, this is what, if a person is carrying this feeling at the time of his death, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. But as I said, we need to develop both of these feelings in our life. And with that, we need to do our best to have that hope. Is not only just hopes without doing anything. Hopes without doing anything will not get us anywhere. You are playing basketball and you tell everyone in the team that, you know, inshallah we'll win today. We'll make it. We won't let them win. But make sure, once you get in the playground, don't touch the ball. Just stand at your place. Keep on watching them playing. Don't do anything. Just keep on watching them. And make sure you tie your shoes on properly once you get over there. Tie on your shoes properly. Fix your clothes. Make sure your clothes don't move. Make sure that you don't move at all. You just stand at the same place. Keep on fixing your clothes and keep on fixing your shoes. But don't touch the ball. Don't do nothing. And we have a big hope that we'll win. I'm sure the first thing we'll do is we'll kick him out. Same thing with our deen. In this life, we keep on doing everything else. Fixing our clothes, fixing our hairs, fixing everything else in this life. Going to the dentist, making sure that our teeth will look so nice and straight that when we give someone a smile, he can tell that, yeah, he spent enough money on his teeth. Use all type of lotions and creams. And then, standing like this, spending the whole life like this, and now we are hoping that, you know, I'll win anyway. I'm going to Jannah. It doesn't work like this in anything in this life. To win over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Who are the winner believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who concentrate in their prayers. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those who refrain from everything that's useless. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Those who pay the zakah. And it continues. Quran again and again reminds us of the good deeds that we have to perform, the sins that we have to refrain from. And once we do our best in all of these things, all the things that are required in our iman, we have done them, and then we go for writing the test. Now we have a great hope that inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take me to Jannah out of His rahmah, and still I'm afraid that I carry some sins. I'm afraid that because of them I might get destroyed, but still I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not judge me for those sins and will forgive my sins. So this is exactly what our deen requires from us. Both of these feelings with a lot of hard work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to develop that type of hope. So we always need to keep on working hard. At the time of committing a sin, to have that hope that Allah will forgive me, I can continue committing sin. This is one of the most dangerous things we will do to ourselves in this life. People are doing all type of sins. You sit and watch TV, you keep on doing all the haram things, listening to the music, and someone told you, you say, Allah is Ghafoor al-Rahim. This is one of the most dangerous things a person can do to himself in this life. Because when the person gets into this, that simply means he's inviting the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I won't be punished. Allah is saying, I might punish you. And he says, I won't be punished. You will punish someone else but not me. So, this might be one of the most dangerous things that we will do in our life. That at the time of committing the sin, we will keep on having all type of hopes. That Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah will forgive me. And this is why we have our gatherings, in our homes, in our entertainment, everywhere we are committing sins and doing things that are against the Sharia of Islam, and then just keep on building our hopes, it does not work. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have already informed us that وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا. The loser is the one who keeps on following his desires, and then وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِي, keeps on having big hopes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will be a loser on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, and this is to tell us how much we should be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much we should prepare our souls for the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the Day of Judgment, all the people will be standing at one open space. There will be no mountains, no buildings, no trees, nothing in the world. It will be just one straight open land. All the human beings will be standing there, and the sun will be only a fist away from their head. Can you imagine? Only a fist away from their head. What will be the situation of the people? Today we get little hot. We keep on running back and forth. I need some water. This water is hot. I need some ice. I need some juice. I need some drink. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَأْخُذُهُ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ. Some people will be standing, they will be sweating. And some people will be standing in their sweat up to their ankles. They are sweating so badly that the sweat is developing down and got up to their ankles. Nowadays, just our clothes get wet. Drops of sweat are coming down. And we get so frustrated, so tired. We need something. We need to stop working now. We cannot play anymore. We cannot. We need something to drink. Imagine sweating so much that the sweat will be, our own sweat will develop so much that it will be up to our ankles. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, some people have committed more sins. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. People have committed more sins. According to their sin, they will be sweating even more, and their sweat will be up to their knees. They will sweat so much that their own sweat will get so much that they will be standing in their sweat up to their knees. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this won't be it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ إِلَىٰ حَقْوَيْهِ. There are some people who have committed even more sins. Their sweat will be up to their chest, up to their neck. And some people have committed even more sins than that. And their sweat will be getting up to their mouth and up to their nose. Imagine the person standing in his sweat, and the sweat is covering up to his nose. For breathing, he has to come up a little bit, and then he stands back. In his own sweat. If that is the situation, then we must realize that the heat of this world, getting tired in this life, and putting ourselves into little hardship in this world, is nothing. To save ourselves from that day and get the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, this sweat is nothing. This little hard work is nothing. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the believers in Quran. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. What does it mean? They stay away from their beds at night time. They don't just keep on their bed the whole night. They don't just sleep for the whole night. When everyone around us is sleeping, when all the people and everyone in the world or in the country is sleeping, these people stay awake. Why? يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. They keep on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Again, the same thing. خَوْف means fear. And طَمَع means hope. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Keep on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and having the hope of Allah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With both of these feelings, they keep on praying to Allah, that let me keep and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm afraid of my sins. I have many sins. So let me pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness. And let me make some dua, do some salah, recite some Quran. I have a great hope that Allah will accept these ibadah and will take me to the Jannah. And these feelings are keeping them away from their bed. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا. I haven't seen anything like a Jannah. A person who looks for it and who really wants it, he won't be able to sleep every night. وَلَا مِثْلَ النَّارِ Namaharibuha. And I haven't seen anything like the hellfire that the person who wants it, who wants to stay away from it, and who wants to protect himself from it, he won't be able to sleep either. Just like if all of a sudden you received a letter in the evening, you open the letter, and to your surprise it says that you have a court date tomorrow because you were caught, you were seen doing something wrong. So you have a court date tomorrow. Do we think we will go to sleep that night? We will be running all around looking for some good lawyer. How should I protect myself? Who are the people who are witnessing for it? Let me go and talk to them, find out who can really talk on my behalf. All of these things, the person who knows that he will be standing in that court of justice as a criminal tomorrow, and he might be punished over there, he will not be able to sleep. He won't be able to go to his bed. Even if he will lie on his bed, something will tell him, get up, do this also. Just one more phone call might help you. The phone rings, someone told you, you talk to a lawyer, and the lawyer said, if I can do something, I'll call you in an hour. And after an hour he calls you. Do you think you will say, I'm too tired, I don't want to pick up this one? No. We'll be waiting. Even if he will call us after 2 hours, make us wait an extra hour, still we will be thankful to him for calling. Now at least now he's helpful to me. If a person is afraid of the hellfire, he will feel, let me do 2 more rakahs. Let me get up and do 2 more rakahs. While I'm laying down, now alhamdulillah, the person have done some rakahs, 2 rakahs, 4 rakahs. Now he's laying down. Now he says, let me just say Allah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah once. It might help me. This might be the thing that will save me that day. This subhanallah might be the thing that will save me. This alhamdulillah might be the thing that will save me. Let me just keep on repeating it until I get asleep. Until the person falls asleep, he keeps on saying doing some of these things, keep on trying to protect himself and to get himself towards the Jannah. So this is really what the Jannah and Jahannam are. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that a person who is looking for Jannah and wants to protect himself against the hellfire, he has to be out of his bed for some time. He has to struggle, he has to work hard, and he has to do something, keep on doing his best to protect himself against the hellfire and get himself into the Jannah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this ayah of Quran al-Kareem, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعَةِ. They stay away from their beds, keep on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope and fear, and keep on spending their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person will do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنِ. If a person will have these feelings and keep on praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these feelings, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنِ. Then no one knows what I have kept for them as a peace of mind, to get the peace of mind in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.